Would you pray with me? O Lord, my God, my rock and my redeemer, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm going to talk about the elephant in the room today. Excuse me, I'm actually not going to talk about the elephant or the donkey. Today we're here to talk about the Lamb of God, the King of Kings who rules forever. This is a place where we come to praise God, where we come to unite our hearts and voices. Do you know that when you sing together, the breath that you take together collectively in a room synchronizes your hearts? We come here to be united. We come here for a brief escape from the world, but it is a place that equips us to go back into the world. I chose this scripture months ago. I chose this scripture because no matter which candidate won the election, we would need the reminder that we don't put our hope in an elephant or a donkey, but in the Lamb of God. I chose this scripture to remind us that no matter who won the election, we would praise God. There are people who feel a sense of relief, who are excited about the next 4 years, who think that this will bring hope to our nation. There are people here who feel a deep dread and disappointment, and maybe even fear about the next 4 years. If you voted, you did what you could to determine who would be president and who would represent us in the Senate and the House, as well as our local government. One day out of 365 days a year, we get to vote. One day every 4 years, we get to choose a president. And then the politicians represent us. We don't have very much control over what they do. What we do have control over is what we do. So what will we do? How will the results of our election affect us on our day-to-day? Will we continue to draw lines in the sand to divide us? Right and wrong, left and right, black and white, good and bad, red and blue? Or will we praise the Lord no matter what and move forward with love and compassion and kindness? The psalmist is writing either in the midst of the exile or afterwards. The Babylonians had taken over Israel, and Israel was oppressed. God's people were looking for hope. And the psalm reminds us that our hope doesn't come from who is the leader in charge, who we cast our ballot for, but our hope comes from the Lord. The first two verses say, "Praise the Lord. Let my whole being praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with all of my life. I will sing praises to my God as long as I live." The psalmist declares praise in an all-encompassing way, in a way that sounds like praise is not just what he does, but who he is. In seminary, I was a part of a gospel choir, and I learned a song called "Praise Is What I Do." Praise is what I do when I want to be close to you. I lift my hands in praise. Praise is who I am. I will praise you while I can. I'll bless you at all times. I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. I'll praise you whether happy or sad. I'll praise you in all that I go through. Because praise is what I do, because I owe it all to you. What does it mean to praise God with our whole being? How do we praise God with all of our lives? Not throughout all of our lives, once a week on Sunday morning, but with all of our lives. Praise is not something we stop doing. Praise is not like riding a bike. When you're riding the bike, you're riding the bike. When you stop riding the bike, you might say that you're a cyclist, but you're not cycling unless you are actually riding the bike. It's not an activity that you do and then you stop doing. We are praising all the time. We were made to praise. It's who we are. But I think it's important to take stock of what we are praising and who we are praising. Romans 12, verses 1 through 2 says, "So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your ordinary, everyday life, your sleeping, eating, going to work life, walking around life, and place it before God as an offering." When we think about what we say and what we do, when we live our lives with God in mind, then everything that we do, the most boring, ordinary parts of our day, are praising God. When you wash the dishes, when you take your dog for a walk, when you take a neighbor a meal, when you give someone a ride, that is praise to God. We have to adjust our thinking about these ordinary moments, these mundane yet necessary moments, and we can look at them as a chore, a task, or do them without thinking. Or we can be grateful for each moment, each opportunity, each interaction. Recently, I went to a funeral for a lady who had been married for 62 years. As the story of their life goes, they never had a fight. They never had a fight. Being married for just 11 short years, I find that so hard to believe. And yet this humble, kind Christian couple lived their lives as an offering to God. And looking at their lives, not at my life, looking at their lives, it's believable. They've raised two daughters, had several grandchildren, even some great-grandchildren. They opened their home up to anyone in need. They served at church and in the community. Charles was an impressive singer, and Janet liked to make cards. Think about the simple act of making a card and the joy and comfort and kindness you feel when you receive any card, but especially a handmade card. The simplest pleasures of their lives were also an offering to God. They lived through some tough times together over 62 years. They struggled and they relied on each other and their community, but they praised God the whole way through. God was their hope. God sustained their lives. The psalmist gives an imperative, a command. Praise the Lord. You praise the Lord. I'm going to praise the Lord too. I'm going to praise the Lord with everything I've got. I'm going to do it because nobody else can do for me what God does. Because rulers aren't trustworthy. They are flawed like everyone else. They have a plan and an agenda, but they are human, and when their life is over, so are their plans, just like everyone else's. But God reigns forever. God is faithful, and God's plans, God's justice, looks like service. Why do we praise God? Not because God needs our praise, but because God is worthy to be praised. Remember what I said a few weeks ago about creation, when Job didn't think that God was paying enough attention to him, when he was rightfully upset about the shambles of his life and he had the audacity to question God? God's response humbled him because God is creator of all the creatures in the sea, all the creatures in the air and on the ground. God is responsible for everything. God made everything, and then God chose to make humanity too, to craft humankind out of the dust, to bring creatures to life on the earth that would not just be fruitful and multiply, but would know and love and praise the Lord, that would be in relationship with God. God made everything, God called it good, and then God made us so that we could enjoy all the good things with God. and we kind of wrecked it. And still, God's plan for justice doesn't look like eternal damnation. God could have just quit on us, turned us over to our sinful ways, and we're pretty good at damning ourselves. But instead, God's plan took on flesh and moved into the neighborhood. It looked like a Middle Eastern man who was born into a poor family who came to serve and not be served. We call him the King of Kings, the Lamb of God. And when he said these words from Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." When he said those words, what did they do? They ran him out of town. The psalmist and Isaiah both describe what a godly leader looks like. And it looks like Jesus of Nazareth, the Lamb of God, the God of Jacob, who had done these things and came again to show us that this is how it's done. This is how you praise God, by doing justice, loving mercy, and walking humbly with God. By looking out for the poor and the powerless, by lifting up the lowly, by feeding the hungry, by giving sight to the blind, by protecting the immigrants, by sheltering the orphans. That is how we praise God. You know that if one family in every, like, three churches in America had a foster child, there would be no more foster care? Each child would have a home. When we trust in leaders, we don't feed the hungry or care for the immigrants or shelter the widows and the orphans. When we trust in ourselves, our plans, our spouse, our children, our work, we praise ourselves and we rely on ourselves. And then we forget to praise God. We forget that God is worthy to be praised. Praising God is individual and communal. Over the last month or so, we've been planning for 2025. Leadership has been getting ready for Charge Conference, evaluating the last year and preparing reports to be turned into the district. Last week, leadership sat down together to work on the budget for next year. But more than facts and figures, more than income and expenses, we talked about plans, about vision. We talked about hopes for how we as a community would praise God, how we would feed the hungry and clothe the cold, would bind up the brokenhearted, would bring light into the darkness, how we would praise God with all we had. They say that if you look at how people spend their time and their money, you can see what they love. When you do an inventory of your time and your money, are you praising God with all of your life? Jesus came that we would have life and have life abundantly. Verse 5 says, "The person whose help is the God of Jacob, the person whose hope rests on the Lord their God, is truly happy." That word, happy, is the same word used in the Beatitudes. It might also be translated as blessed or flourishing. God's plan is justice and flourishing and abundant life, happy life for all people. God's plan is service. When we all serve one another, we build each other up. We hold together each other's broken hearts. We make life better for everyone. And that's what it means to praise the Lord with all of our being. Amen. Let's turn back to page 858. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have being. Put not your trust in princes, in mortals, in whom there is no help. Their breath departs, they return to the earth. On that very day, their plans perish. Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourners, upholds the widows and the orphans. But the Lord brings the way of the wicked to ruin. The Lord will reign forever. Your God, O Zion, from generation to generation. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty God, Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, Creator of all that is good, Redeemer who came to show us that your plan is service, your plan is sacrifice, your plan is love and justice and kindness, and your Spirit leads us to follow you. We pray today for the speechless tongues of those oppressed, for weak hands, feeble knees, widowed spirits made lame, we pray. For those orphaned from war, violence, fear, parentless children, silent, stifled cries, for the hungry, we pray. For wives beaten, abused, trampled, shot, spirits abandoned, imprisoned by fear, for women, we pray. In the dry land of desert wilderness, parched, stranded spirit, a deer that cannot leap, for the broken, we pray. Blessed are those whose help is God. Happy are those who hope in the Lord. For the good news, we pray. For the good news of God born human, who comes to live and love us as us. Be glad. Rejoice. Singing, we pray. For hope, like blooming flowers in a dusty desert. For hope, compassion bursting forth. Be strong. God is with us. And so we pray together the prayer that leads us as the gathering at Scott Memorial. God, help us to gather with you to feed the body, mind, and spirit while being Christ's hands and feet. Help us to love and serve our local community. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.